Are Jordan L's really as small as they look?
Wow.
Okay, now hold on. Now, I mean,
what age do you become an uncle? Like, what age group and what age do you become an auntie? Because I feel as though we need to be discussing this, because this is a transition that catches
people. I'm not gonna lie, I think it's now for certain people.
Well, we're uncles.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we're.
Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie George. I'm the one running things around here, as always. I'm the one running the show today. And I'm joined here today by my disciples.
I'm not your disciple, but Els, aka Mr. Make Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you'll come to see. Why is your energy so low?
I've had a rough night.
Why? What happened?
I was working.
Working? The streets?
No.
Was you out yesterday? Was you out yesterday?
As I said, I was working.
Oh, yeah, right. Doing what? What kind of work?
Tequila tasting.
Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah. How was the shift? Is it all right? Is it good?
Yeah, it was long shift. Knackered, you know. I'm really knackered, you know. And as you all know, I was so knackered, I was unable to drive today. So
was it that bad?
Yeah, we got a train. He literally messaged me, I think, about 5 minutes before he
was to collect,
get me from my house. He said, yeah, bro, I think we should get trained, you know.
Yeah, I was in the shower, wasn't I?
So what, you feel like you're not fully recovered? You're still a little bit hungover?
No, I'm not in the best of ways, no.
Yeah, see. That's why drinking sometimes is a little bit overrated, man.
So why do you drink every week then?
I don't, though. Stop.
Did you drink yesterday?
No.
You didn't?
No.
On Friday?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to wait to see if he was going to
lie. Yeah, but no. But I was busy.
Yeah.
I was busy.
And last weekend, did you drink?
It was here, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but no, listen.
And then on Saturday, did you drink?
What was Saturday?
You went to the festival.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but we're working on a few things. We're working on a few things. What have you man been on this week, anyway?
Just work. And then we went out yesterday to our friend's birthday. Or our friend's son's first birthday.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
We're good. Had a good time. Yeah, really good time.
To be fair, yesterday's, I found out something about Els.
Oh, yeah, right. What happened?
Go on.
What happened? What did you find out?
Els has a daughter.
Oh, my God. Els. Seriously?
I don't have a daughter.
How old? How old is she?
I have a goddaughter, a niece, who is one.
Listen.
Is one.
This Els. Els came to this party.
With a child.
With child.
What? No parents? Just him?
No parents, just him.
So he's a single father.
And you know, sometimes, yeah, when people might give their child, you know,
to someone else to hold.
Yeah, to someone else to hold.
Yeah.
And the child, the parent, and then leans over back to go back
to the parent. Yeah.
That's what happened.
Oh, wow. So you got a good relationship with her.
I was with my goddaughter on Friday.
Oh, stop this goddaughter stuff. Then I've done a test. I've done a test.
Yeah, tell me about the stupid test.
Yeah, so I went to Els's daughter and I looked her in her eyes and I said, listen, I said, if that's Dada, give me a high five. She gave me a high five.
Okay, so she knows.
Holding her, and she likes to high five people. She's one.
She just high fives people all the time.
Yeah, she just
even when she's been asked serious questions.
She's one. She don't even know what day it is. She's always asking for a high five.
She's one. She doesn't know how to high five like that. She's not that advanced.
High five. Like that was it. But I was looking after her for
the weekend.
Just Friday and Saturday. Give her parents a break. You hosted her parents' wedding.
And she was at the wedding.
Well, she was conceived after the wedding.
No. You've been hiding her. You've been hiding her from the world, Els. And it's about time you come clean.
I'm not coming clean.
And you let the world know that you have a daughter.
I don't have a child. I have a beautiful niece. That's all at the moment.
You know, with the children, I don't think I could look after a kid on my own, you know. I reckon I'd struggle.
It's a lot.
Like, but do you reckon you could handle, like, if someone was what, a baby, like, one?
I don't.
Like, I've never, you know, I've never changed a nappy before.
I did it for the first time properly, like, the other week.
And is it easy?
Yeah.
Because I keep hearing about things like nappy rash and that. If you don't do it right, I've got you could get nappy rash.
I'll be honest, I went on...
TikTok.
Yeah, and I searched, like, how to do it.
Okay.
It was just me, and our mum's probably going to see this.
It was just there on TikTok.
But, yeah, like, I changed on that.
TikTok parenting.
No, but you could learn everything on TikTok.
Yeah, though, no, you can learn a lot of it. Do you know, wait, I don't know if we can... We can cut it out if it's too much, but should we talk about where we, when we was out yesterday, the auditions you was holding in the venue?
Yeah, we can.
We won't go into details, but
what's happened now? So
we was out.
So this is child's birthday.
No, this is not. No. This is at the child's birthday.
Okay,
we went out afterwards.
Oh right. Okay.
Wait, do you know? Let's start.
Yeah, let's start.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Yeah. So go on. Explain now. What's
been
going on?
So we went out to. House party.
So that's the name of the venue. This is where tequila tasting was going.
This is where Jordan was doing his shift.
Oh, he was
doing tequila tasting in the and there's like loads of different rooms in house party, and we was in. I don't even know what to call that room, but it's just like a separate room. It's kind of like laid out like a terrace, I think, or like a treehouse kind of thing. And Jordan made up a rule where whoever walks into the room has to take the guitar and sing.
That's a lot of pressure. No, what, in front of everyone?
In front of everybody.
What, so even if you just... So if you walk into that room by accident,
mm-hmm.
you're now on stage?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like Britain's Got Talent.
Literally, he hands you the guitar and tells you, go.
It's character building.
You've got to sing or you've got to get out.
It was a character building session.
And that's what he was doing for the whole night, just controlling that room.
Were people singing?
Yeah, pretty much everyone.
Everyone was on vibes?
Pretty much everyone was singing. Then there was another man that came in that wanted to join Jordan's ranks, but Jordan... Quickly
Wait,
told
what do you mean by joining his ranks?
He wanted to be one of, like...
The judges?
Yeah. Jordan told him, calm down. And then, yeah.
He wasn't cutting it.
Just a random man.
He didn't have the balls for
just,
it.
Just a random man. But yeah, that's what he was doing during his tequila tasting. Just running an X Factor audition in a side room in a venue, basically.
Yeah, and there was... And you know, there was all kinds, you know. Black, white, Spanish, you know, there's many.
What was the highlight of it though?
Was there one girl that could actually sing, shutting it down? No, there was one girl that could genuinely sing.
I think there probably is.
Yeah, there probably
is footage. We'll pull it up.
There's probably footage, but Jordan was hating slightly.
Oh, because, hater.
No, let's be honest. Let's actually be honest. Yeah, because she could actually sing, but the guitar weren't tuned, so she couldn't really play it. So after she had finished her beautiful performance, Jordan said, yeah, your voice is lovely, love, but you don't know how to use the guitar.
Okay, so he's but it is a guitar.
Exactly, and that's the thing. And
she's the only one with talent.
It was just a prop.
No, it wasn't a prop. I needed to hear strings, yeah, or at least her trying.
She did try, but it was out of tune, and it was a high pressure moment. She ain't got time to tune a guitar in seconds in a club.
But then she's failed at the task, then hasn't she?
Just somewhere, this is not Els' daughter, because Els is doing it. This is not the daughter.
I don't know this woman. I don't know this woman. I saw her riding for her.
Yeah. I saw her for about performance.
Five minutes, and then yeah, then she left. What songs did you perform? Because I didn't catch all your performances. I heard you did about six songs.
He was on there.
Yeah, I done Vibes Cartel Virginity
on the mic.
And on the guitar. Yeah, acoustic.
Guitar, yeah. I've done Confessions by Usher.
Yeah.
I've done Meek Mill. What's that?
Dreams and Nightmares. Yeah. That's mental on the guitar.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I've done a few, to be fair. Yeah, I've done a few.
And everyone loved each performance.
Yeah, they did. Because the thing is, to be a leader, you have to actually, you know, put yourself out there first,
mm-hmm.
and give others the confidence to follow behind you in your footsteps.
Do you have any footage of his performances?
No.
Or is it just hearsay?
No, I saw maybe like two or three of them.
Of him?
Yeah. I saw.
Was he shouting it though?
No, he had the crowd going.
The crowd above
him? But when other people sang and it was good, He wasn't really warm into it.
I get it.
No, it's not that. It's that they didn't understand the task.
They was more focused on the singing than the actual performance.
Exactly.
Okay. That sounds like a calm little vibe then.
Yeah.
How would you lot go back there?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Calm.
It's a vibe.
So how was your week? Any...
Bruv, I'll be honest with you.
Any cheats?
No. But I had a realisation, man. Obviously, you know, you asked me about my leg. Obviously, I've got a graze on my leg and my forehead.
Can you show the camera? You want to stand up?
You can zoom in on that, can't you, Ben? It's just a bit of an injury. But yeah, on Friday...
You fell over?
Not fell over. Not fell over. I wouldn't call it fall over.
Grown man.
So what happened was, at work...
Grazed knees.
At work, we had a summer party, yeah? And there was a couple inflatables, like assault courses.
Yeah.
And before we got there, one of my colleagues, a guy named Alfie, he was like, I'm going to offer you up. Like, me and you, we're going to have a race.
Yeah.
Loser, 5 shots.
Wait, just for to paint
five
a picture.
Five bat shots.
What? Shots of tequila. That's what you see the tequila tasting you doing.
That's mad.
Not five back shots.
That's mad.
My bad.
Is he your manager?
No.
Or is he just like...
We just work together.
Oh, you just along the same... Okay, cool. Because if your manager's offering you out on an assault course...
No.
So,
it's a HR issue.
Yeah, it's a real HR issue.
So we've done the race now. I'll put up the clip. And obviously the assault course, it was really... It was proper assault. There was a lot of things to do on this assault course. You had to run through a hoop, dive under. They rented it out, so it was like one of those ones that you know you get a bouncy castle, but it's like an assault course version.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously we've raced now. You have to hop through a hoop, then you've got to climb under, then you've got to go over one thing, knock these things to the side. Then what happened was obviously I slipped. Yeah, and obviously when you slip, the material is quite rough. So that's when I scraped my knee. And unfortunately, I lost the race, yeah?
So you lost and you scraped your knee?
I lost, scraped my knee.
Scraped your head?
Scraped my head as well. But that was the impact when I was landing.
You had to miss that bit out.
And I'm not even going to lie, like, I was gutted, you know?
Did you lose by miles or was it...
Do you know what it was? From when I was sleeping, because I was swearing as I was dropping, like, fuck! Yeah. And I realised to myself, no, man's actually, I'm getting on now. Like,
in my mind,
I felt, no, I can have him. I lost. And it was the fact that I realised I'm a big man. I'm actually at that age now where
we was actually talking about this.
Yeah, we said we realised we're actually grown.
No, I'm grown. I'm not the man because Alfie's 24.
Yeah. Oh, is he 24?
He's 24. So when the way the bit I slipped, he slipped as well but managed to recover. You're recovery time was long.
You're like 10 years older than him.
But not 10.
But the thing is though, well, eight. But the thing is though, Fionn, yeah. You've never been athletic.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Let's be honest.
And, you might be my least athletic friend.
You're mad.
No, you might honestly. Be.
What do you determine as athleticism?
I've been to your house. I haven't seen one medal, one trophy, one...
There's loads.
Nah, there isn't. I've just seen loads. Your prom picture. That's it. That's
all you want to look at.
That's the only thing I've seen.
Yeah. Like, the only time that I've seen you in I don't know, like athletic clothing, is that fancy dress when you come as a baseball player. That's the only time.
You're done.
That's the only time.
No, I'm athletic, come on.
I don't think you are. Uh-uh. And the jury would know, because you put up your gym videos and the things you get up to. There's a video of you pretty much fucking up the gym equipment on TikTok. So it's that they know you're not athletic.
And you know what's so mad? Like, you always have injuries. So that means that you don't really know what you're doing.
You're actually injury prone. Tell them what happened at boxing.
What happened at boxing?
You can have my version of the story or your version.
So when you told me to come boxing with you, I come and I shut it down.
No, you didn't.
I was moving solid.
No, you didn't.
Pete, what was it? The cardio train at the beginning, smashed out of the park, went into the ring.
You didn't smash out of the park.
What's my man's name that does the training?
Hannes.
Hannes was saying, bro, for a first time, you've got one of the strongest punches in the South region.
First of all, you didn't say that.
Yeah, it did.
Second of all,
I was even thinking if I should take this seriously.
There's an exercise where you're meant to push the weight out and push it above your head. You popped your shoulder out.
I didn't pop it out.
And then you said, I can't do this anymore,
guys.
But the
weight was too heavy for them.
It was 10 kg. It was 10 kg. It was one small plate. And you went out and said, nah, bro, I can't do this again. Like, I have to do something else. So I don't know what you were doing afterwards.
What popped my shoulder?
You were struggling to do the jumping over the hurdle thing.
But that was high.
It weren't that high.
Yeah, we're tall, bro.
No, but that's what makes it worse.
No.
Because it's more, it's longer.
Like, nah, you was... And then after that, we haven't seen you in the gym since. We haven't seen you.
Do you even go to the gym?
Yes. I went last night.
What did you do? On the little bike again?
No.
And then
when I go to gym, I no focus way you on, went, on the body part.
No. You didn't go to gym on a Saturday night.
I did.
No.
Do you know what? Because it's by his house. I do believe him. But I don't think he does anything in there.
No,
what do you think I'm doing?
I think he's just in there on a jolly up.
I don't think so. Saturday night, Fionn ain't in the gym.
So
Fionn's patrolling the streets.
No, I'm not. I was in the gym, man. But I realised, yeah, man, things are getting a little bit... They're getting a bit on still. But that kind of leads me to my question that I was going to ask,
mm-hmm.
to kind of kick that off. You're like, what age do you become an uncle? Like, what age group and what age do you become an auntie? Because I feel as though we need to be discussing this because this is a transition that catches
I think
people.
I'm
like
not
going to
lie, I think it's now for certain people.
What, we're uncles?
Yeah.
I said
certain people.
When you say, so what age then? What age do you become an uncle, you're saying?
But I personally think
32.
I personally think it's a mentality thing.
What, being an uncle?
Like, you become one when you want to be
an
uncle. And you've wanted to be one for a few years now.
You're done.
Yeah.
And when I say like the mentality, I mean like it's the way you dress, you know, it's
the way you carry yourself.
Yeah. It's the way you carry yourself. And you've had a lot of uncle traits. From about 23, 24.
It might have been before that. Yeah, it might have been before that.
So you're not answering the question.
I said 32.
What? So you say as a man, you become an uncle after the age of 32. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. When's your birthday? March the 11th.
Doesn't matter about my birthday.
Yeah. As soon as you turn 32.
You become an uncle.
For certain people. Some people might be able to.
So in general then?
No, I think it's a mentality thing.
No, but generally then. But generally. Because there is a transition.
I don't think...
Not all uncles were uncles.
Put an age on it, man.
So when I'm around certain people, I do feel like a bit of an uncle, though.
You?
Like, when Elias was...
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yes, Unks, you're right. I was thinking, oh, shit.
Who said that to you?
No, but that's what he calls all of us.
I'm calling him Unks.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yes, he does, bro. He does the same to you as well.
How old is he?
Bro.
How old is he?
No one is looking down at Els.
He's like,
yes, Unks.
And saying, yes, Unks. No one ain't doing that. Bro.
He's dying.
No, bro, no one ain't doing that.
No, to be fair, he's mad at all, but.
How old is he, though?
He's like 13, 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe 15.
15, yeah. Like, he's well into secondary school.
And he calls you, man, Unks.
Yeah, he calls all of us uncle. Yeah.
So you feel like you're an uncle then as well?
No. When it's all of that,
yeah,
then
he kind of.
Other than that, it's.
So when do you reckon then? Realistically, you're not answering the question.
I don't know. It just depends, innit?
No, it don't, man.
And even the way you snap, I don't even mean to keep harping on with you. Yeah,
the way you
carry yourself on social media, is uncle. Like,
how?
It's like the way you film.
Yeah.
Your captions. It's just like
you're uncle. You're
you know, like when you see your uncle and they film like this. Like, I can see that. I know
why you got two
when you go to that jazz cafe. I know that's what you do to film, like, film the stage.
It's not even like that.
Landscape. Because where's it going while you're filming landscape like that?
No way.
Like, I think you're at uncle already. I'm not there yet.
So, and what about for a woman? When does a woman become an auntie?
Oof.
Like, realistically, what's an auntie age for a woman?
When she starts ovulating.
That's every month, you donut.
I'm not answering this question.
We're gonna cut that out. When she starts ovulating.
I'm not answering the question.
Do you know what ovulation is?
He doesn't think he knows.
He's talking about... I think you're talking about...
Is it menopause?
Yeah, that's
No, you are.
It's about ovulating. You know ovulation means the window where they can have children.
He's been looking at the camera.
When they start ovulating, that's madness.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not thinking. What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's a case by case thing. Like, because I've got some females that I know, they just auntied off.
How? Like, what makes them auntied off though?
Yeah,
what makes
similar to what you do on socials, like the film,
and the clothes they wear,
and the clothes and the way they carry themselves, and everything's just serious. Like, everything's just serious. Nothing's a joke.
What that makes them annoying?
Yeah, man, it's just, lighten up a bit, like relax. Do you know what I mean?
What if they're a funny auntie?
You can be a funny auntie. I've got funny aunties. It's enough here.
That's peak. So you're saying ovulation, and you're saying...
It's a case-by-case thing.
But generally, how they move on social media,
yeah, what tells you. You'll see, though, like, you'll look at them and think, oh, like, you're my age. Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that what? Yeah,
like, why are you on Insta or Snapchat filming like that? Or
filming what, though?
You have to see it. And I know people, like, they'll understand what I'm talking about. When you film things in a certain way and you film certain things or take pictures of certain things, it's just auntie or uncled off.
It is.
Like, you'll just get the vibe, say, yeah, uncle.
It is. Like, you might have to do training, youth training or something.
Youth club.
Me? Why?
Yeah.
No, I'm aging gracefully.
Like, even that emoji you use.
What emoji?
It's uncled off.
What one?
It's like the smile, but it's not a smile. Oh, no, I won't know about that.
What one?
It's not... We'll put it on screen as well, so everyone...
What one?
It might even be on your story. It's like... Go to your most recent emojis. I know it's there. It's probably the most used one.
This is horrible, isn't it, Ben? This is an attack.
Let me see your most recent emojis.
Oh, it's that one, isn't it? The bottom, the top left.
Yeah,
we'll pull it on screen.
What is that?
Why is there a mountain?
Because I was in the mountains recently.
But yeah, I'm not gonna. I feel like I'm harping on about you and being an uncle. But everyone will know what I mean by how you carry yourself on socials.
Okay. But yeah, I'm going through something at the moment. It's a bit of a realization. The age is starting to hit me. Anyway, what about you? What question have you got for us?
And I don't know if it's just me, but sure. I feel like it's other people as well. You got a mad cozy over there. Why is it men don't like to admit that they're sleeping? Do you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes someone will ring me, be like, yo, was you sleeping? He's like, nah, I've been up. Like, I'm active.
Because you're always trying to be on point.
No, yeah. And do you know, so...
Can't be a fear that you're lacking.
Yeah, like, bro, it's no days off, fam.
That's true.
Bro, you can't, no days off,
sleeping during the day.
I'm up.
It's
2 p.m. and you're...
even if you doze off, yeah, and someone says, are you sleeping? It's like, no.
I don't think I've ever admitted it.
But I don't know why I always, like, I just say, nah, I won't sleep, or I just lie, but it's not necessary.
Bro, because it's no lacking, no snapping.
Yeah, it's no lacking thing, isn't it?
But it's no days off.
Yeah. Like, I realised it was really bad, because I got asked this week, like, was you sleeping while I put on a TV show, yeah? And I think just automatically my mind went to light, said, no, I was just looking at the inside of my eyelids. And I just thought, that's fucked. Because why am I lying?
Looking at the inside of my eyelids.
That's mad. Because what are you looking for?
You'll be looking for a long time, not for nothing.
It's just straight panic when someone asks me, are you sleeping? But there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's
sleeping.
It's a defense mechanism still.
Yeah, I want to get to the bottom of it. But maybe the no lacking thing is...
No, it is. It's no lacking.
No lacking.
No days
can't
off.
Lack, bro. No days off.
25-8, bro. Stupid. Because, like, are you sleeping could be interpreted, are you not on job right now?
Yeah.
Do you know, that's how I take it.
Are you not on job?
That's actually how I take it.
Yeah.
Are you
even bumming?
Have you dropped the ball? That's what it means. Have you dropped the ball?
Yeah, it is, dude.
That's what it is, man.
Bro, you can't be sleeping, bro. 25-8, fam. You can't be sleeping.
That's fucked.
No, it's true still. What about you, George?
I've got a question. And, like, it's probably more something that you can probably answer for your...
Yeah, go on.
When is it like determined that you're seeing somebody?
That's down to the person and the individual. I don't think anyone... I think... Do you know what I think? Because I realised this myself. I think when you talk to someone every single day, that's the first time.
You're seeing each other. Yeah.
If you're talking to them every single day, then because obviously some girls like to receive good morning texts and stuff. If you're consciously communicating every single day, most weekends, you're either planning to meet up or you're meeting up. And you would say that in your head, you're thinking, this person has the potential to become my partner. That is where you're in the mindset, right, I'm actually seeing this person. Because you're meeting them up on a regular basis, you're communicating all the time. And on top of it as well, you're starting to see them in that light. So, is there anything you want to talk to us about?
I'm just asking, isn't it? Because I just find it like fascinating.
It's a bit of a weird fit.
Yeah.
I think that's right, though.
What I've said, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So how long? So, like, you're speaking every day, but for how long? What, is it like a month? Is it like a couple of months?
Do you know what's mad? You know you can start seeing someone off the rip. But it depends on how you communicate, isn't it? Because I could move to a girl, let's say, today. And if we start talking every single day and we start linking, because you have to, linking's involved as well, like you have to be meeting up. If you're not meeting up, you're a pen pal. That's fair, wouldn't you say, Els? If you're just talking all the time,
it's online dating. You're
a pen pal thing. But if you're linking up and speaking every single day, you're seeing each other now. And especially, don't even get me started, if sex is getting involved, then you're 100% seeing her then.
Yeah.
If you're doing all of those things, in being intimate, speaking every single day, and meeting up every other weekend, that's basically a girlfriend without a title.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of men have girlfriends, but they haven't claimed them yet.
Yeah.
That's the reality. A lot of men have girlfriends, but haven't given her the title. And they're playing that murky water.
Yeah.
That's where you get in trouble.
It's true.
Yes.
But then they're like semi-protected.
Who?
The guy. Because it's like technically I'm single, but I'm not single. Like,
if
you know what I mean?
Things go left, you can say, but...
We're not together.
But you're not my girl, though.
Yeah.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I never made it official, so why are you getting angry?
Yeah.
He was never my girlfriend. But, unfortunately, a lot of guys play in that area very well.
Yeah.
Very well. They know how to play in that area very well. But, yeah, that's how I would answer it still about seeing someone. So there's nothing in...
No. I was asking to...
Clarification.
Yeah.
Cool, I think it's time for Ace in the Street still.
Brent, conclude the music.
And we're back. Ear to the Streets news. Where are we? Wait, do you not... Oh no, Jordan's not really on TikTok. But Joe, I'll break down the story for you. Jay Slater, not to be confused with Jay Slater from EastEnders.
Jay Slater?
Yeah,
is that Jay. Just one? Is that that's first name, surname?
First name, Jay.
Surname
last name, Slater.
Okay,
like
cool.
Kat Slater, Jay Slater. Has been reported missing after attending the Energy Festival in Tenerife. Now, obviously, someone going missing, it's not like a never been heard of story before.
Yeah, that's why. Because I know Jordan's looking at you thinking,
Where's this guy?
Where's this guy? That no one knows or cares about.
This is where things get very interesting. So after he left the festival, he got lost on his way home. Apparently, this is all like alleged stories.
So is this a grown man?
No, he's like 19. He's a teenager.
Okay.
So he's in a festival in Tenerife.
Yeah.
He had 1% battery on his phone, apparently. He managed to call a friend, a female friend, and said, hey, I'm lost. He's pinged his location. He's apparently hours away from the festival. And he said, I've cut my leg on a cactus. I'm dehydrated. I'm making my way back. Obviously, this girl tried to contact him again.
Phone's dead. Okay.
This was last weekend. Oh. He's been missing this whole week.
And not any searching for him?
No, the whole area of Tenerife, they've got, I don't know what the special...
search unit.
Yeah, search unit is
And he cut his leg on a cactus.
This is what he said. He cut his leg on a cactus and he's dehydrated. as the days have gone past, it's found out that he met up with two men in an Airbnb up in, like, the mountains up there.
Just sounds a bit weird now.
Police have questioned these two men, but they've gone back to England.
Are they English?
They didn't specify, but they went back to England, these two men that he apparently met up with.
Yeah.
The story still gets a bit more murky after this. Someone set up a GoFundMe to help get him home or help find him. His parents have flown out there to stay out there and help look for him.
Mm.
But as things have progressed, people have come up with more stories about Jay and this girl that he called. So apparently this girl that he called that when he was lost is a alleged drug smuggler.
Ross, this is getting serious now.
And
this is getting serious.
Apparently Jay Slater is a part of the whole thing. Allegedly. So he's been missing.
So what is that?
It's birds.
Birds.
But they sound like they're inside.
Yeah.
But it's because the window's open. But yeah. So apparently he's been missing, but apparently, like, it could be drug related. He could have genuinely been lost after the festival, because let's be honest, yeah. Some of the way we've stumbled out of clubs and whatever, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, been in a bad way. But they're still on the lookout for him. I don't know whenever this drops. He might have been found, he might not have been. But yeah, there's a lot of speculation about where he is, yeah. Who he's with, who's involved, who's not involved,
oh, wow.
Who's a suspect, who's not a suspect. But his GoFundMe, I think last time I checked, it was on like 23,000.
Oh, wow. So do you reckon they could be using it as a bit of a...
That's what the Facebook mums are saying. They're saying they're using the money from the GoFundMe...
To supply drugs.
To either pay the drug dealers that he owes out there.
Oh...
And it's just that, like, it's a lot in the air. I was
I need to hear how this.
I was on TikTok. I was down like a rabbit hole. Like, people are flying out trying to look for him.
So it's like a story ongoing.
It's ongoing now. Like, just type in Jay Slater and you'll see, like, yeah, you'll see everything. I even went on the guy's Instagram just to see, like, see what's going on and whatever.
Do you know what's mad? Just off the back of that, you see people that get announced as missing, yeah? I've decided I'm not getting involved with it anymore. Because. Why? The amount of time that you never get an update. The amount of times I've seen on people's Instagrams, people reposting, hi, my son or my daughter's gone missing. And I never get to find out what's happened afterwards. I just feel like you need to give us, if you're going to tell us the person's missing, you need to let us know that they're found as well.
You lot crucified me for saying that last season, by the way.
For saying
you
what?
Lot told me to come out of their business because it could have been...
No, but why don't you...
They could have been assaulted. They could have been...
So they could have. But you should say what's happened, though. Update us. If you're going to tell us the person's missing...
I'm nosy. That's the only reason why I want to know.
No, but if I'm going... I'm invested now. Imagine if you posted up, Els is missing. And then you say, please, could you repost this, bro? I need to find Els. I repost it. I need to know if Els is found.
I'll be honest. That's
I want to know.
A selfish feeling.
Why is it selfish?
I want to know.
No. Listen, yeah. Think about all the stress that family's been through. Yeah, they don't care about Els and Fionn.
What, knowing. No, but the thing is...
They're just happy to have their family back.
No, yeah, it's insane. He's back.
I'm nosy.
They should say.
Don't let me be invested in the story. Yeah, of the family.
Man, you should say.
Tell me what happened.
People don't say they announce. Please, I'm looking for this person.
Where did little Billy go?
Tell me.
Yeah.
Is he back now?
I need to know.
Like Jay Slater, I need to know if he's back or not.
I'm invested.
Yeah, man.
I'm invested.
These stories, I feel like they need to have a beginning, middle, and an end. Yeah. It's just a beginning and the middle.
You lot are selfish, fam.
Nah, man. It's not selfish, bro. It's the truth. Anyway, what else news you got for us?
Terrell Lewis, NFL player for Philadelphia Eagles, finds himself in a spot of bother with a sex professional. I sent you a lot of the video. You lot can watch it and just react.
We have to pull it up.
I don't know if it's allowed on.
I ain't got.
Signal.
X.
Should be able to just watch it on the internet.
This messes up sometimes, though. See, look, mine, this page doesn't exist. What's that? So now. What's happening there? Wait, what's happening there?
What's that?
That's the sex professional awaiting payment and he decided not to pay.
So who's filming?
There was two of them in the room. I think he...
Two sex professionals?
I think it was a group booking.
So wait, he's running out?
Yes.
And they're chasing him?
Without payment, yes. And they're chasing him.
I'll be honest. cheeked up, man.
That's what you took from that video. The cheeks. He's violating the...
She's fast, though.
Yeah, she's
fast. But bear in mind, that's an NFL player.
But
she don't care either.
But she can't be running through the hotel like that.
Yeah, she is though. She is.
With her ninja.
Yeah. But she don't care. She's probably a couple grand down though.
Yeah, that's her way of life.
That's actually a couple grand that she has to grab, bro.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's true.
We can't post that up though, can we? They might flag us for nudity.
Yeah, Patreon.
We'll put the video up on Patreon.
You'll see it. If you're not signed up, then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll put the link to the Patreon there. But yeah, that video is kind of mad. We can't put it on YouTube.
No. We'll get flagged.
It's a high lot of nudity.
It's got a mad town on Obama as well.
That's crazy.
Pollen bomb explodes across the UK as hay fever sufferers warned to stay indoors with windows shut.
Yeah.
So yeah, from Wednesday,
I heard a lot of people have been complaining
about hay fever. If you're a hay fever sufferer, if you're asthmatic,
Just forget it.
Just stay in your house. Don't go outside.
Do you not suffer from hay fever?
Badly.
Didn't you say you got the injection in your bottom?
Yeah, but that only lasts 1 year.
Oh, do you have to re-up then?
Yeah, well, I'm not doing
that
again.
Go get another batch.
I thought you said that you took the injection in your bottom and then it was all right.
Why did you keep on mentioning
it? Because that's where you got a back shot.
You told me that you...
To relieve you from hay fever.
Pulled your trousers down and got an injection in your bottom for the hay fever. Is that not what happened?
Why are you focusing on injection in your bottom so much?
That's not hay fever injection.
No, that's what because happened. It's people need to know this is an awareness. We need to give people awareness.
That's where if you're going to get the hay fever jab, it's going to be on your bottom.
So why are you not doing it again?
Was it quite intrusive?
It's the lower back. And because I told my doctor and she was angry with me.
Why?
Because she said that it can give me diabetes and that.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, a hay fever injection?
Yeah, so she gave me some steroid tablets.
Yeah.
So I had to take 6 of those twice. And then that helped to reduce it down. So then she gave me some strong hay fever tablets and then some nasal spray. So I had to take that.
Comparing the two, yeah. So when you took it the first time last year, I remember you was talking about you don't feel as bad as you've normally felt.
Yeah, so it was good, I think, for like a month.
Okay, so it only lasts for like a month.
No, it's meant to last for the whole summer, but it was good for like a month. And then I was done again. Burst. Yeah.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, and then this year...
How have you been coping?
I started taking my stuff from like March.
Mm.
And it's been good, but then the nasal spray ran out.
Yeah.
But the manufacturer sold out of it.
Oh no.
So, like,
they've sold out.
Yeah.
That means a lot of people are finished. Yeah.
So the other day I phoned like 20 chemists and no one had it. And then I found it in Wollaton, so I had to go to Wollaton.
Mm.
But I was going to drive to East London to get it, because I found the chemist in East London that had it.
That's mad.
Is it that bad for you, bro?
Yeah, it's bad. So even yesterday, like obviously now I go run club in the morning, in the park on a Saturday morning, but...
It's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. So
but with the hay fever,
So it's like when I go now, risk. I can't... Like if I've got plans on Saturday, then I can't go because it will literally ruin like your whole day off.
That's fucked.
So you go park and your weekend's ruined.
My Saturday's collapsed.
Why? What do you get? Like scratchy eyes, scratchy.
Yeah, like runny nose, sneezing,
coughing.
Not coughing. Like puffy eyes.
Yeah,
oh, you get it bad. Then what about you?
It's a long story.
I had it bad one summer and it never happened again.
Oh, so you're calm now?
Yeah, I've got enough going on with my... But after that, yeah.
You know, I found out that hay fever is something that you get in, like, Europe.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Because I thought hay fever was just, like, a condition.
Mm-mm.
But, like, I saw someone talking about it recently, but then I thought about it. In Jamaica, they don't get things like hay fever. And in Africa and that.
Mm.
Something to do
but with... But what is it, like, where female... we're positioned?
No, apparently it's something to do with, like, male and female plants. We don't have... one or the other, I can't remember the exact details, and because we don't have a lot of like fresh fruit just out and about, it's just something to do with that. and there's a certain type of air that we have.
In England, in Europe.
In Europe, that's why you get hay fever.
So hay fever is just strictly for European people.
It might be elsewhere. It might be elsewhere because I don't know. I haven't checked if it is elsewhere, but obviously because we live here.
Yeah,
I know it's here.
I've never heard about
like
it in Jamaica.
It ruins your day. It will destroy your whole. Honestly, man.
I had hay fever once, yeah. But I think pollen got stuck underneath my eyelids.
Oh, okay. Did your eyes go all puffy or not?
Straight away. Because I don't normally suffer from it, but my eyes just went. I couldn't see.
That's how I felt the one time I had
I couldn't see. And I was walking around. I was walking like this. And I walked into the chemist and I was like, excuse me, I've got severe hay fever attack. And the woman gave me these behind-the-counter medication.
Mm.
I took them, and then I started to feel way better. But before that, people used to say, is it Piriton? But I heard that one's weak.
The one you recommended was good.
Anything that you can get buy...
is just not good enough.
Trust me, bro. You need something... When the doctor says, you know what? Bro, take 7 of these a day. not over-the-counter... One a day, last for 24-hour nonsense, because it don't work.
Mm. Yeah, no, hay fever matches at everyone.
Yeah,
man.
It does.
But, so you're not going to do the, just to confirm, doing the injection in the bottom?
I'm not having an injection.
No more back shots.
No. He had 5 back shots. Losing the race. Alfie.
Have you got any other news?
He let Alfie back shot 5 times.
That was the only other news.
Because he lost the race.
No, that's it. Into the Streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
All right, cool. So, into confessions now. Like, mine was not really a confession, but I wanted to get you lot's opinion on something. And it's more on a grown one, yeah? Like, what's you two's opinion on having female friends? Because recently, the reason why I asked is recently, I've acquired... 2 females, as I'd say that they're actually my friends.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I've got associates. There's girls that I will talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say friends, I'm talking people I would link up with, speak to, give advice. Like, we have a proper good connection, innit? But what would you say is your opinion on having female friends as a guy?
I think it's fine, man. Yeah, I've got loads of them.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I could count on one hand how many I've got. Like, if they rang me and it was in... a problem, I'd actually pick up and
how
go.
How many do you reckon you have?
Probably like 5.
5, that female friends
that I'm not related to. Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, I didn't have female friends for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
I only had girl that I would link and talk to. No, that's what you're saying.
Sorry.
But I would only have girls that I would speak to in that kind of way. You can fuck, that's dumb. That's stupid. But there would be girls that I would meet up with in that kind of way, but never was... friends. Mm. And the girls that we would consider as friends were friends with, like, all of us.
Mm.
Like, the group chats girls that we'd be with. But I don't know if I wouldn't call them, consider them my friends. I'd call them more associates, in a way.
You know them. Like,
I know them. I can say hello to them.
Yeah.
Like, you would label them as a friend, but they're not, like, someone I'd call individually.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, like, now I've got, like, female friends, and I'm like, for me, it's been mad enlightening to see how women think about certain things.
How do you feel about their thought process?
I think you can see sometimes the difference in thinking.
Does it make you want to identify as a woman?
You're dumb. You're so dumb. No, it makes you just see things from a different perspective. Because when you just talk to a man then about man things,
yeah.
You're just going to get like a manly perspective.
Yeah.
But when you speak to a woman, they kind of see things from a whole different perspective.
What have you been speaking to them about? Ovulation?
No, you stupid idiot. Just a variety of different things. Like, just their perspective on a situation.
Mm.
They might give you a whole different outlook to it. Where, as a guy, it's a more no lacking kind of thing. Like you ask a man for advice. You've been sleeping, my bro. Have you been sleeping? Do you know what I'm saying? Sounds like you're tired to me.
Something someone needs.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you say just having a female friend, you'd recommend it then?
Yeah, 100%.
But a lot of guys don't have female friends though.
Yeah, because Yeah, because
they got problems.
Either they're not allowed.
You think it's a problem?
Or they have lust issues.
Yeah, one of those.
Okay,
two.
So you think most guys that don't have female friends,
they're not allowed or lust issues.
Why do you say not allowed?
A lot of people's girlfriends don't allow them to interact with other women.
Yeah,
which is it's like you just got that man locked up in the house and you're the only woman. It's like, bro, that's a bit mad.
Yeah, that's mad.
I've seen some women be moved like that. To be fair, and then just because they always want to just have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. But you've got quite a few female friends, don't you? And you have a good relationship with them. Where it's just is it called platonic? That's the word, right?
I think so. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. I'm sure you got all three. Is it platonic?
Don't let us know if it's not.
Yeah, but yeah, that was my thing because I was like, this new female friend thing. It's a bit of a new chapter in my life, but I enjoy it. Just getting a different perspective on things. I've learned a lot for having female friends. Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring to you, Lenny.
Fair enough. So for me, yeah, I have this issue, and it's been kind of reoccurring a lot over like the last year or two.
And dreads aren't growing?
No. Mm. I have no. You know,
is it the allergies?
No, not even the fish. Allergies. Not even that. None of the above. Okay. But have you not got friends that only call you for a crisis? And how do you deal with them?
I do.
What do you mean they don't speak to you outside of problems?
Like, you talk, but it's like surface level stuff. But say, like, for instance, there's an emergency. Oh, yo, bro, can we go here? Can you come here? Can this, like... And it's like, why don't you just shout me just to roll somewhere? Why is it always...
Why does it have to be...
Yeah, why does it always have to be a problem?
Like Air Force is on.
yeah, kind of. But it's like... Yeah, how do you deal with that kind of situation?
It's hard because for me, you have to kind of know, I put people in boxes, if that makes sense. So like I've got lots of different types of friends, yeah? And some people I see as like, that's my friend for that, that's my friend doing this, that's my friend for doing that. So when somebody... I know that they've kind of always called me for a crisis. I would normally have had a conversation with them. If I felt a certain way, I'd be like, is this all we have as in common, crisis? Or are we actually going to do things? Because if I feel like I'm always just there on call, me personally, I start to distance myself. That's just something I do. If I feel like that person just kind of sees me as an alternative to 9999, I know what position. I tell them straight, and if it doesn't change, I dip out still.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with distancing myself.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's me. What about you, Jordan? Seeing as you said you've had that yourself.
Yeah, but then I just think sometimes it's like that's what you are to them, I guess, isn't it?
Just crisis management.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that, though? Knowing that you're just a crisis management man. And you didn't sign up for this, by the way. You just got on with someone and now you're their crisis manager.
To be fair, if I care about them, then yeah, innit? Then it's fine, innit? But if I don't, then maybe I might not pick up the phone.
Watch the phone ring.
I'm just looking at it again.
Oh, man, that's long, man.
That is long.
Yeah, or I might air the message or whatever.
But that's not your friend then.
Yeah, then no. But there's some people like they only shout you when they want something, innit?
Yeah. Do you know what's mad, yeah? Sometimes I don't mind that where there's a person I know, they only shout me if they want something and it's vice versa. If you've got something...
It's transactional.
Yeah, if you've got something that I need help with, then alright, cool, I'll shout you for that.
Mm.
Like, as long as that's just clear,
yeah.
Then it's fine. But if you're like actually my bridging and you only shout me, oh, yo, bro, can you get me this? Yo, bro, can... Like, yeah, no, allow it. Please.
Yeah, I think it's just about having a conversation, man. Because, yeah, if I feel like I'm just constantly just playing that role and it's not a role I signed up for, I'm gone, man.
Yeah. I'm gone.
I'm still, I'll be honest with you, I'm gone.
Mm.
And I've had to separate myself from a few people like that, but it just is what it is. Because I've got to protect myself. Protect your own energy at the end of the day. Because if you're pouring into other people in terms of, like, energy, effort, and you're not getting anything back, kind of becomes a...
Kind of long.
A long task. Yeah, man. It comes long still. Yeah, it's long. What about you, George?
To be fair, my confession is more of a declaration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so on the 1st of August, I'm flying away.
Where you going?
I'm going to Miami. So that gives me 5 to 6 weeks to get in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
You've been going gym all the time, though.
Yeah, no, but now I'm gonna take it seriously over the next 6 weeks.
I feel like you go gym to fight off the alcohol.
Yeah.
Just to keep yourself...
just to keep myself afloat.
Okay, so the alcohol, when you go gym to kind of just detox.
Yeah.
In a way.
From the tequila tasting.
Yeah, but I think over the next 5 to 6 weeks, I'm gonna diet.
Oh right, you're taking it mad serious.
Yeah, and I'm gonna allow the drinking thing now.
What, you're gonna go sober?
that's
a serious.
That's a big ask.
Alright, cool. Do you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna give myself 10 days.
He's thinking about
10 days of what?
10 days, yeah, where I'm allowed to drink. Over the next 6 weeks.
We've got some important places to be, so it's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, so 10 days over the next 6 weeks, starting from tomorrow, that I'm allowed to
have a drink.
Yeah, and to have a drink.
Hmm. So you're going to select days
of
drinking.
Yeah. We're going to keep tabs.
I'm going to
take like a before picture tomorrow and then another one. On the beach in Miami.
No, what's your goals over this 6 week period?
I just need to be healthier, I need to be fitter.
You trying to lose, have you got a weight goal?
Not really.
You should though. That always helps.
Maybe.
Do you know what Ozempic is?
No.
What's that?
Ozempic.
What's Ozempic?
It's a drug that reduces your eating habits.
No, we're not promoting that on this podcast.
He likes drugs.
We're not going to promote a drug that just eats you out.
Why don't we find a drug, that helps grow dreads?
Dr. Sebi had one. Dr. Sebi.
Yeah, how about that?
Dr. Sebi's dead.
Yeah, the youngest. But his medicals live on.
His medicines live on.
They live on. Don't you dare rule him out. So you're not gonna put a weight goal onto it then?
Maybe no, because I'm gonna put on a bit more size, I think, as well,
Do you wanna put on size and lose weight?
No, like not lose
muscle
weight,
mass and lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay, well, keep us updated and hopefully you feel happy with your gym. The Stairmaster for me is the best
cardio machine, isn't it?
I've ever done.
Yeah.
That's when I've lost the most weight in a period of time.
Yeah, no, it's
still... I think I lost about 1.5 stone doing the Stairmaster over like a 6 week period.
That's kind of sick.
To be fair, I think I'm going to aim to maybe get around the 85 again. 85.
What are you now?
I'm like 88.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Is that heavy?
No, that's heavy for me.
Is it what
you said? Yeah, do you know what?
No, I'm around 82, 83.
That's good.
So 88 is kind of heavy for me.
Yeah, you're on the upper end. Yeah. You're approaching 90s.
Yeah, and that's...
You're near me.
Yeah, that's
mine.
I can't be... Andy Ruiz.
No, fair enough.
So, yeah. So that's my confession. It's more of a declaration. So, I need to be held accountable. Yeah, so next week, when we come, there needs to be changes. So I'll show you, what my body fat percentage is. Is my muscle?
Are you taking the BMI report and
that? I've never done that,
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to.
I've got the scales at home still.
The BMI scale?
Yeah. To my app and
that. I wouldn't want to go on the BMI scale. Be gutted. But we've got a couple jury questions, innit?
Yeah, we do.
Let me read a couple before we wrap up.
Are Jords and L's really as small as they look?
Wow.
Okay, now hold on. Now, I mean, in this instance, I can only speak on behalf of myself. You know? And I know that sometimes the way that I sit, it's quite compact. But one thing that we need to understand here is that I tower over else.
You don't tower.
I tower over else.
Because you're still 5 foot something. You're not 6 foot.
Basically, yeah.
You're not. I'm 5 foot five. I'm open about. I'm
in
honest.
Air forces. I'm 6'1".
But yeah, hope that cleared that up for you.
A lot of people have said. Because I saw a couple of jury members out and they were like, fuck, you know, you're mad too.
No, they didn't.
Are you a beast?
No, they didn't.
Nobody realized you was that tall.
No one called you.
No one called you a beast.
You're shit.
I promise you.
It's Wetsy as well.
It's
Wetsy.
No, they didn't.
I was like, thank you, man. But yeah, go on, any more for us?
They asked, is there any hope of getting 2 episodes a week?
What, as in like 4 episodes?
Yeah.
Well, if you like, comment, and subscribe, that's something we could potentially start doing. But we said we're going to start dropping a little teaser for them, though.
Yeah, so what you'll get is you'll get like a little extra episode of where we come in first and
behind the scenes.
Yeah. So we're going to drop that on Wednesdays now, moving forward.
Yeah, give you something.
Yeah, a bit extra to watch. Yeah.
It might be like 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, between 20 to 30 minutes of just behind the scenes of us having a general conversation without a structure to it.
And then the rest of the questions were questions that we're not going to answer. So
No, what is it though? Give us one.
No, I promise you, this we're not answering this.
Can I see it?
It's not our business to answer some of this.
Let's see, because they do like to ask mad things.
Yeah, see?
Okay. So what
are we going to
do? We're
going to
lock this.
We're going to give this back. But yeah, we're going to put up the questions every Thursday on the Instagram. So make sure if you're not following the Copper Instagram, make sure you do. And we'll put things on our story every single time for you to guys get involved.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I think we'll bring things to a close now.
Yes.
I've been Big Jordy George, the one that's obviously running the show around here. The leader, the lieutenant, the president, the prime minister,
it's
the mayor.
It's delusion. It's sad, to be honest.
I'm the prime minister, I'm the mayor. I'm the local representative.
That's tough.
Of what? What are you representing? Yeah, I think we'll end it there. Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy, Fear, the one you'll come to see, man.
Until next time, people.
Peace.